Now, while the whole Westpac thing was playing out today, strangely, maybe convenient for National Australia Bank this was, it came to an agreement to settle a class action it was fighting with Slater and Gordon. Now, in this particular case, it was about credit insurance, which is pretty much worthless to most people. And this was also exposed in the Royal Commission. So today, the National Australia Bank has announced it will agree to pay 100,000 clients some $49.5 million as a settlement. Andrew Paul is a principal lawyer with Slater and Gordon, joins me now. Andrew, many thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Am I being a bit Machiavellian saying it's convenient for the National Australia Bank to have settled this on the same day that Westpac is in a world of strife?
I wouldn't normally accuse you of that, but in this case you might be. We were sort of bound by court hearing dates, and in fact the agreement was reached a couple of days ago, so it probably wasn't truly Machiavellian.
Okay, so then just explain who gets this money.
So this class action was brought on behalf of people who bought the products you described, credit insurance, from NAB and MLC.
Crap insurance, you could call it, Andrew, because basically people didn't ever get any money if they made a claim on it. That was the reason why it was so bad.
Absolutely right. Extremely profitable for the insurer and the bank, but almost worthless to consumers. So it's people who bought it and were ineligible to claim, which is largely students, pensioners, people who are unemployed. And those people, if people aren't sure, they should go to our website and they can see the full terms and conditions as to what's required to be a group member in this settlement.
Okay, do people need already to be a member of this class action, of this group, to be able to qualify for a repayment? Is it too late to join?
No.
And what happens to other customers of the National Australia Bank?
It's not too late to join, so there's going to be plenty of opportunity for people to sign up. And there will also be a notice that gets sent out by the court to everyone who might be eligible to join, and that will probably be received before Christmas.
Okay. Is this the last of the Slater and Gordon actions against our big banks in the wake of the Royal Commission, Andrew?
I suspect not.
You think there's more coming?
I would suspect so. I mean, we currently have actions brought on behalf of people who held super funds with Colonial First State, for example, and those actions are ongoing. And I would say that given the rate at which information is coming out about the misconduct in the financial industry, I would say that there's probably more to come.
So, Andrew, just give me the sense then. So $49.5 million to an ordinary person is a lot of money, and even
correct.
If people here get a few $1,000 here or there, so it's a big class action settlement.
That's right.
But where would you put it on the scale of what might be coming in the future?
Well, this is a big class action settlement. It's the largest amount that's ever been paid by a Big Four bank to its customers in any class action in Australian legal history. So it's big, but I think some of the actions that are coming may be even bigger.
There you go. Andrew Paul is the principal lawyer at Slater and Gordon. They'll say $49.5 million being paid out to around 100,000 customers who had bought, well, basically that worthless insurance. And Andrew, I appreciate your time here on the program this evening.
Thanks very much, Ross.